This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What are the 8 gates of paradise and what are the actions related to those 8 gates?
Al-Maghrib presents Q&A with Suleiman Hani.
The reason I didn't go through all 8, the references to what the 8 gates might be.
Okay.
In some hadith, you have a few that are mentioned at a time. In other hadith, and then some commentary. Companions and scholars after that from the first generations. Some scholars say it's at least 8 gates. But some of the ahadith is very explicit that there are 8 gates to paradise. Like multiple ahadith.
Okay. Right? So some references in the prophetic tradition are explicitly stating 8.
Yes.
Okay. But you're also stating that there is a difference of opinion on whether or not there are 8?
Some scholars believe that there might be more than 8.
Okay.
Only because there are some ahadith mentioning some gates of Jannah. Now, to reconcile this is not easy, and it's a minority opinion, but to reconcile this is not easy. So some scholars say, no, perhaps some of these gates have multiple actions or multiple things. Right? For example, the gate, the foremost gate on the right, is for those who enter Jannah bi ghayri hisab, no accountability. But it might be that that's also the gate of tawakkul, because we know that those who enter Jannah bi ghayri hisab are the people of tawakkul, right?
Okay.
So it might be that some gates have multiple characteristics or names.
Okay.
That's a possibility, and Allah knows best.
So is it fair to say that understanding the gates of paradise is similar to the concept of understanding the 99 names of Allah, or which night is the night of power in Ramadan, where the objective is to seek it, right? We know that the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, is in the last 10 odd nights. We don't know which one specifically, so it's like, hey, you know what? Go ahead and practice all of them. Or Allah has more than 99 names, but which of the 99 are for the specific thing of the hadith? So is the gates of Jannah similar in that regard where, hey, you know what, we got 8 gates, but what are the specific actions? Well, this is a broad spectrum of things that you could be pursuing.
I see what you're saying. It's different than Laylatul Qadr because we have explicit commands to seek out Laylatul Qadr.
Okay.
It's mentioned in the Quran multiple times. The gates of Jannah is not its own act of worship to seek out the 8 gates of Jannah or anything like that. We do have, so what are the gates of Jannah that we referenced, for example, for students in their binders? The gates of Salah, prayer, sadaqah, jihad, bab al-rayyan for those who fast. Those 4 mentioned number of ahadith. Then you have bab al-tawakkul. That might be the same one for those who enter bi-ghayri hisab. You have those who fulfilled birr al-walidayn, being honorable. The right word maybe is honorable from an Islamic paradigm rather than obedience from an Islamic paradigm. Honorable towards parents, kindness, love, respect, all of that. The gate for those who forgave an injustice, those who were wronged and they forgave. The gate of tawbah, repentance, and the gate of contentment, ridha. So some of these may be connected. But ultimately, all the gates of Jannah we have in any of the hadith are all linked to actions in this world.
So is this one instance in which you have the Prophet ﷺ mentioning the 8 gates? Or there's many occasions in which he references it?
So I mentioned some of them right now. There are references to the 8 gates, and then there are references to specific gates, I want to say. Like the references to the 8 gates is usually that you can be called from any of the 8 gates. But the actual gates and what they are not all mentioned in one hadith.
Okay.
And that's why you have a compilation.
I got you. Okay. So this is a discussion among scholars as to what these gates are.
Yes.
What are the virtues that one has to be engaged in to be potentially called through any one or multiple gates?
Yes.
Okay. And so, like, does a person have to choose, assuming that they get the benefit of getting called from multiple gates? Like, I want to go through the gate of, say, fasting instead of, or like, did they mention how that works?
So I used to, not really, but I used to, rightly or wrongly, when I was much, much younger, I used to joke about this idea that, imagine being there and your name is called from, like, you enter Jannah from any gate you desire.
Yeah.
And somebody might say, does that mean, that's the same exact question, does that mean I'm going to enter the one that I want first and then exit and then walk in from another one and exit just so I can enter Jannah 8 times? Or is it going to be like, hey, I'm in Jannah, I'm not leaving. Like, I'm not stepping out again, that's it, I'm here. Or is it the type of thing where we simply don't know, your name is called, just enter, like from wherever you want. And maybe then we'll have a conscious decision of what we want that we can't imagine, conceive of right now. Allahu A'lam.
Got it. Okay.
But one thing that I feel, cannot state conclusively, is that I would imagine that whoever enters Jannah from any of the 8 gates would not want to leave just so they can re-enter. Allahu a'lam. Yeah. I don't have any analogy because there's no analogy that's an equivalent, but somebody who's been dying to get into a certain place gets in, probably won't say, you know what, I'm going to leave now and see how it feels to walk in from another entrance. Allahu a'lam.
What's the situation with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, where he'll be able to enter from any gate, right?
You beat us to it, yeah.
Okay.
So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was listening to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about that knock, right? And then he said, if only I were there to witness that. Look how humble he is. This is Abu Bakr. He said, if only I was there, meaning if only I was standing next to you and the Muslims as you're entering Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, but you, Abu Bakr, you're going to be the first of my ummah to enter. And so the honor for Abu Bakr, and that actually, that's one of the many ahadith that shows the virtues of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, is that he's the first of the ummah to enter Jannah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.